This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States launched airstrikes against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province, U.S. officials said Monday, after a large-scale offensive saw insurgents take over military bases in the region and close in on a key provincial capital. The strikes, carried out over the last 2 days, mark a rare military intervention by the United States since it signed an agreement on troop withdrawal with the Taliban in February. The deal provides for the withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan in exchange for security guarantees from the insurgent group and a pledge to sit down with the Kabul administration to find a peaceful settlement to decades of war. Fighting has continued despite several rounds of peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators in the Qatari capital of Doha over the past month. Germany, who holds the European Union's rotating presidency, is calling for EU sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting of EU foreign policy chiefs in Luxembourg, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said renewed violence against protesters in Minsk could not be ignored. He said, quote, "The violence continues, perpetrated by the Lukashenko regime. There are still arrests of peaceful demonstrators, so we have to consider how to proceed." The EU has imposed travel bans on asset freezes on 40 Lukashenko allies, but held back from including him on the list. Armenia and Azerbaijan continue to report fighting Monday despite a ceasefire brokered in the disputed breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh, which each country claims. Armenia said Monday Azerbaijan forces were shelling the southern front of the conflict zone, while Nagorno-Karabakh officials accused Azerbaijan of carrying out, quote, large-scale hostilities in the area.